This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Dozens of Colombo residents and visitors observed a moment of silence on Tuesday morning to honor the victims of the Easter Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago about the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. Charles Fernando is a local resident.
We feel really, really sad for the death occurred, you know. So many people got killed, and we all are sad about it.
The death toll from Sunday's bombing has climbed to 310, according to a police spokesman. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists. The court upheld a 7-year prison sentence for them for their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. The court did not give a reason for its decision. Walon and Jaso U were not present at the time. The reporters were arrested in December 2017 and sentenced last September after being accused of illegally possessing official documents, a violation of a colonial-era law. Walon and Jaso U earlier this month shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting, one of journalism's highest honors. Rescuers found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket destroyed in a powerful earthquake that damaged buildings and an airport in the northern Philippines. Officials said on Tuesday that the death toll has risen to 11. The 4-story building housing a supermarket crashed down when the quakes shook Pampanga, as well as several other provinces and the capital of Manila on the main northern island of Luzon. In addition, another 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck the island of Sama today. This is VOA News.